Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference. Somebody's like, you just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. How about a rodeo-themed edition of The Mark White Show as we come to you from Southern Charm Farm, Ardmore, Alabama, on the Alabama side of Ardmore, and I have with me 12-year-old Prater Olson. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Prater.
Thank you.
Your mom was on the Mark White Show as she talked about her boot camp, right? And you
yes.
were with her that day.
Yes.
And now you get your opportunity to be on the show.
Yes, I'm really excited.
Well, I'm excited to have you on here and to talk about horses, your love of rodeo, and to get to know more about you. So when did you start riding horses, Prater?
So my family has always had horses. I've grew up with horses, but I started taking lessons about 7 years ago.
And what was it about the horses that you loved? What drew you to them to keep doing this?
So I just always knew horses were just something I loved, and I had a connection with a bunch of horses, and I knew that's something I would love to do.
And you have not only loved horses and spent time with horses riding, but you've taken that into the rodeo arena as a competitor.
Yes, so I barrel race, pole bend, and goat tie, do all sides.
Okay, so you're going to have to explain some of this for our audience who doesn't know much about rodeo. So the first thing you said is
barrels.
Tell us about the barrels.
So basically in barrels, you have three different barrels, and it's like a triangle. So you basically just turn around them, and it's a timed event. So whoever has the fastest time with no barrels knocked down is the winner.
How do you pick a horse for this particular type of competition?
So you just want to have the horse that has the most passion in it. If the horse isn't going to want to do it, it's probably not going to have the best time, and it's going to reject barrels and stuff. You want to have the horse that wants to do it and has the energy for it.
So is that horse Boone?
Yes.
For so you, that's Boone?
Yes.
How did you figure out that Boone was good at the barrel racing?
So that was first my dad's horse, and then I told him, like, can I ride him some, Dad? And he was like, sure, we'll try. And I started riding him some, and I was like, this horse, it has a lot of energy, and I can tell he'd be good at barrels. He loves to work and stuff. And so I tried him out on barrels, and it was awesome. He loved it. I loved it. It was just a good match.
And shout out to your dad who helps provide all of this.
Yeah.
Right? How many horses did you say you have?
Oh, we got a lot. Maybe 16 on the farm,
In the teens for sure?
I think, yeah.
Wow. And then the second type of competition you mentioned, what was that?
That is poles. So you basically have six poles in a line. You're going to run down, weave in and out, turn, weave back in and out, and back out. Basically same thing as barrels. Whoever has the fastest time with no knockdowns wins.
And you earn buckles.
Yes.
And you can earn money for these competitions.
Yes.
You told me last Friday when we were up here that you believed that you earned your first buckle for
poles. Yes. So I have buckles for goat tying and barrels, but my goal this year was to have at least one pole bending buckle.
How do you set your goals, Prater? Do you write them down? Do you physically write it down what you want to do, or do you just have it in your mind?
So my mom writes hers down, and I started writing mine down last year, and that helped a lot.
I thought that might be a possibility.
Yeah.
When we write down our dreams, our visions, our goals, it helps, doesn't it?
Mine's on my mirror, so I look at it every morning, and that's my goal.
Very nice. And then the goat tying, you mentioned that as
yes.
well. Talk about how you're able to compete in goat tying.
So goat tying, like, you run straight down, you get off, and you flip the goat and tie it. So that one takes a little bit more effort. You definitely have to be strong enough to be able to flip the goat and make it a lot easier. This year, sadly, I did not get my belt buckle for that, but we had a good year, and I was on a new horse this year for that. So did good on that so far this year. But basically, whoever has the fastest time in that also wins.
Now, I mentioned that you're 12 years old. For each competition, was there a certain age when you were able to start any one of them? What was the first competition you were able to begin with?
So I began with little fun shows. My horse instructor here, Lisa Cooper, she did fun shows at a different barn and stuff, and so we would join those on our horses. And so that one, you could just do all of them except for like goat tying, because we didn't really have goats or anything. But so that's just really, fun shows are just all kinds of things you can start whenever. And goat tying, I was started that 3 years ago. You at the rodeo we go to now, you had to be 6 to 9, I think, and younger, you couldn't do it.
Do you use Boone for every competition, each one that you've described?
Yes, so I use him for barrels, poles, and goat tying.
So he's just an all-around really good horse.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And when you come out here and you practice, how do you practice for the barrel racing? Because I know we came out and watched you at the Limestone Arena, the Sheriff's Arena, and you're moving very fast in the competition. But as far as your training to get the horse prepared for what you're about to do at that full speed level, how do you practice for that leading up to that point?
So if you're just now starting like a barrel horse and you want to learn, my instructor always tells us that horse has to walk it and trot it 100 times each. And so with him, I only did about 50 because he picks up on stuff really fast. And now I just do a bunch of slow work. I double wrap my barrels and stop at all my points and trot it. And then at the end, I try to do at least 2 good fast runs and then end it on that.
And how about the poles?
Poles, if you're doing slow work on poles and starting a new horse on poles, same thing, 100 to 50 times. And now for Boone, I trot him and I push him out really far because he has a tendency to get really fast and knock him sometimes because he's just going so fast. You really want to push him out far and they learn not to get too close.
Now, we were all excited about the new pony.
Yes.
Bunny is part of your family now.
Yeah.
And Bunny, according to your dad, it was going to be about 2025 maybe.
Yeah.
Before Bunny can be ridden.
Yes.
Why is that?
So you want the horse to be big enough. If they're too small and someone gets on them, it could hurt their back or something. It could be too heavy. You just want to make sure they're big enough for the person to get on. With the saddle, it makes it even heavier.
You have sisters who compete as well.
Yes.
You can mention them if you'd like to.
So I have 2 sisters. They are twins. They are 10 years old. One of them is Hatley and one's Giles.
Y'all ride together when you're training,
yes,
practicing. Do you help them since you're older
with
some of your experience?
So, yeah. Like sometimes they'll be running and I'll sit there and watch them and they'll be like, what did I do wrong that time? I can tell on your face. So I'll just kind of tell them like what they can change to make it look better and be faster, smoother.
Well, we talked about your mom, Brittany, being on the show in the past. And is she a horse rider too?
That can depend on if she wants to ride that day or not. She has a horse chief and she rides him every now and then.
But you all love it.
Yeah.
You've
We're
got
out
that
here
passion
like every
for it.
Day riding, yeah.
What do you want to do with this? Where do you want to go from this point moving forward? You've already talked about having notes on the mirror to remind yourself what your goals are, but where do you want to go with this?
So my future goals, I have 3 of them. One is to be a colt starter and just a horse trainer. I've trained 3 horses so far that people have brought us, and we actually have a pony right now that we're doing. And one is a professional barrel racer. I want to be a very good barrel racer one day because I love doing that. And then another one is helping other kids learn how to ride, so like a lesson instructor.
That's excellent. And that middle goal of yours, you travel a little bit around the region, I would say. How far is the farthest place that you've gone so far to compete?
I'm going to say about 1 hour.
Okay. And when we say 1 hour, we're talking maybe Etheridge,
yeah,
Tennessee, Lawrenceburg,
yes,
in that area?
Yeah.
How far will you have to go if you become this really good barrel racer? Will you have to travel? Because obviously there are rodeos all across the country.
Yeah. So I follow this one girl and she travels 24 hours. Some of them even travel like days to get to a rodeo. So it'll depend on how good I like to sit in a car because I'm not very still. I like to be up and moving, active. But I would like to go far and compete.
And obviously you can go travel somewhere and leave in disappointment.
Yes.
It's not always winning belt buckles and winning money.
Yeah.
So how do you handle when you don't do as well as you hoped you might?
So obviously I get a little upset. I would like to do better than I did. But I'm not going to take it out on other people. It's my fault that I didn't do good. I'm not going to take it out on my horse or anything. It was most likely probably me who did something wrong. And so I just take it as you didn't do as good as you wanted to today, but there's always a next time and you can do better.
Right now, folks, we're at Southern Charm Farm in Ardmore, Alabama, as we talk to 12-year-old Prater Olson. We're glad to have her on the show. And if you'll stick with us, we'll continue our rodeo-themed horse-themed show here on The Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White. Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. For all of your concrete needs in North Alabama, contact Esteban Tovar with Tovar Construction Company. With free estimates and quality work, no job is too big or too small. Give Tovar Construction a call at 256-216-7555 or 256-321-5989. You can also see some of their great work at Tovar Construction Co. LLC on Facebook.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products. Even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show, coming to you from Southern Charm Farm in Ardmore, Alabama. As I have with me 12-year-old Prater Olson, we have been talking about her horse passion, her love of the rodeo, her goals that she set for herself, and I'm really glad to have Prater with me today. Welcome back, Prater.
Thank you.
Here we are on the farm. What do you love about this place the most?
So we had another farm a little ways away, and so we sold that place because it was a little far, and now we have this place, and I just love all of my family memories here.
Very cool. And one of the things we talked about the other day, Prater, was that you wanted to do more YouTube videos, that
yes.
you wanted to do lessons. You've already described that you wanted to help kids.
Yes.
What is it you want to do with the YouTube video for our listeners, maybe to help them in the horse business, learning this side of the industry?
Yes. So if y'all go and watch some of my videos, we do some horse training. We do some of my rodeos that we go to. I really just post a lot of stuff on the farm and going up to rodeos. If y'all like to comment and stuff, I can always do a video on something that y'all comment down there that y'all need help on or something.
That is cool. Because there are people out there who may have some questions.
Yes.
And you do have a lot of experience. You've had some great training from Lisa, as you mentioned, Lisa
yes.
Cooper. She's a great trainer. She's been helping Cora
every Friday. Cora takes a lesson now, and Cora loves it. And she's been now on 9 weeks, I think, in lessons.
Yes.
She's really loving coming down here.
Yeah, she's a really good teacher.
And then Sarah and also Lynn.
Yes.
They've worked together for a decade, from what I understand. They've been together for a while, the young ladies that are helping train as well.
Yes.
And who else is involved with that? Maybe there's somebody we haven't seen. Is there anybody else who helps Lisa?
I would help every now and then. Like during the summers, I'll go out there and help them. And we'll pick a day and I'll come out there and help them. But during school, it's kind of tough managing my time. So other than me out there in the summers, not really.
When you get a young person who has never ridden a horse, let's go back to the example of Cora and her very first time. How do you handle a young person who's never sat on a horse to get them started into a first lesson?
Well, it can kind of be difficult. Depends on how excited they are about it. Most of them are like, let's do this. I'm really excited. I did a little kid. He was 3 years old. And I started him. And you can tell, like, when they're that young, they kind of doze off and they get in something else. They'll be looking over there and be like, hey.
But, squirrel.
Squirrel. But it can be challenging, but it can also, it's also very fun.
And those next steps, once they realize that they can handle the horse. One of the things that was brought up during Cora's lessons was the fact that she's gaining confidence.
Yes.
And it's a great confidence builder riding a horse, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. So I'm actually doing lessons with my little cousin. And it was funny, though, because at first I had him on the lead rope the other day, and he was like, I can do this. I can do this. And I was like, okay, we're going to see. And I told him, if you're going to do it, you got to put your hands on your belly button and drop your reins, and you got to steer her by yourself. So I made him do that, and he said, I got so much confidence now. So.
And how old is this cousin?
He is 8.
8 years old.
Yes.
That's pretty young.
Yeah.
But you're talking about an animal that's really large.
Yeah.
And it can be scary to some people.
Yes.
What would you say to someone who has a fear of horses, not because they've had anything happen to them with a horse, just because they see a big animal and think, well, I could never get on a horse and ride?
Yeah. So horses are generally really sweet. If they were to be aggressive, it's probably because of something in the past or something. If they were scared, you'd probably just be like, they're not going to hurt you. They're just here, and they want to be rode. They want to be active. They love to work. Obviously, some horses don't. There's some that don't and are lazy and just want to be pasture horses. But
I think ATM's done a little bit of that.
Yeah. And Nixie out there. But so basically, you could just be like, if you're not comfortable getting on today, we could always, you can get down and walk them around. That'll always gain their confidence, or let them, give them some treats and let them just like love on them and stuff, brush them out.
I think learning to appreciate a horse is really important.
Yes.
Because it is an animal. It's not a car.
Yes.
It's an actual animal that has feelings.
Yes.
And thoughts. Horses are very intelligent. I went down to Warrior Horse, which is a place in Louisiana that they help military veterans, they help law enforcement officers, first responders who have had some traumatic experiences.
Yes.
And they connect people with the horses.
Yes.
And they build that relationship, that friendship, if you will, to connect. And ultimately you see where, because I did this, and you see where at first me and the horse, we're separate. And then you make that connection with the horse. And once that happens, and you know, and it's in an instant where you realize that that horse is now connected with you.
Yes.
And it's a very special moment that's created at Warrior Horse. And I really appreciate the work that Kevin does there. It's an amazing effort. And people use horses for a lot of different reasons. I know Red Barn down in the Birmingham area, they help with children with disability. And
yes,
they're able to ride those horses to enjoy every aspect of a horse because of a place like Red Barn who wants to help these children.
Yes.
And that sounds like something you were interested in, with helping kids yourself.
Yes, I would love to help kids and like show them how awesome horses are and stuff.
This is great. I appreciate the fact that you're able to join me here on the show today to talk about horses, to talk about your passion for horses. When is the next competition? When does season start back? I know we just finished up a rodeo season.
Yeah, so we actually have our banquet this next weekend, I think. And I'm gonna say, I'm not really sure when it starts again.
Spring, summer,
Spring. Yeah.
And then it goes through just before the beginning of fall.
Yes.
We'd kind of say that period of time. Because every sport has a time period, right?
Yes.
Where you kind of play during that season, then mm-hmm. it's over. And what do you do in the off season?
So I used to play basketball, which kind of blended in with that. But in the off season, it's mainly just working with our horses, getting them ready for the next year. We don't really play any more sports right now.
Okay. Focusing on horses
now.
Yes. Excellent. How can people find your YouTube, Prater?
So my YouTube channel is Southern Charm Farm at ALTN, Alabama, Tennessee. You can just type that in and it should be there.
And you'll be posting videos?
Yes.
We'll be able to see some more videos and training. As a matter of fact, we're going to go over and let you work with Boone, and we're going to do a video for the Mark White Show viewers. So what I want people to do is to go back to the Mark White Show Facebook after you listen to the podcast, and then you can watch Prater in action and see what an example of what she does on these videos as a training, as something that she's giving an example of things that she does with her horse Boone. And I'm really thrilled to be able to offer that to the listeners, to have an on location at Southern Charm Farm. Prater, again, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
It's been a lot of fun. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged by Prater. You heard when competition doesn't go the way that she wants it, her attitude toward that. That's a great attitude to have. You heard about goals that she sets for herself, that she writes those things down. She has them on the mirror, that she thinks about what she wants to do to accomplish that goal, and she keeps that in her mind to be able to accomplish that. So that's a great lesson to share with other people. So I hope you'll share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. I also want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show at Southern Charm Farm in Ardmore, Alabama, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com. Who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by? Who live and love in my hometown?
These are my kind of people.